Thank you, Loman, and thank you, Kelly, for being a guest on our program. I'm pleased to welcome our guest, Kelly Golic, who is the Executive Director for Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Harrisburg. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Joe, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Kelly, I think Catholic Charities is a name that a lot of people have heard somewhere as they pass through their communities, but they probably don't know too much about what you do. And you could probably spend the whole time of this interview just doing a menu. But share with the listeners a little bit about how Catholic Charities got started and what your strong points are.
I'm going to focus in specifically that I'm with the Catholic Charities with the Diocese of Harrisburg. And the reason why I want to start there is because there's 168 total Catholic Charities across the United States and internationally. And every single one of us does something a little different for our community or our diocese. So I'm speaking specifically about the Harrisburg Diocese. And some of the things that we do are shared with our partner Catholic Charities across the state. Some they do different and special and unique programs that we don't do. Lots of wonderful good things being done by a wide range of Catholic Charities. But here in the Diocese of Harrisburg, we kind of came together formally in about 1938 with our program that is in Abbottstown, which is in the southern tip of York County, as well as our counseling programs in York County. And we've come together, and over the course of our 85 years of providing services here in South Central Pennsylvania, we have looked at the needs of the community and adjusted our services accordingly. So programs have opened and closed. When new services are needed, we partner and have opened new and different things. But right now, we provide a lot of mental health services, in particular outpatient mental health counseling. We provide specialized schools where we work with individuals that are experiencing challenges, whether they be intellectual challenges or behavioral health challenges or disability type challenges that prevent them from being in a traditional school environment. And we have two schools that we are able to really work and provide a much more specialized approach to for those children so that they can be successful when they graduate. Still offer adoption and foster care services. Unfortunately, we no longer do infant adoption, which I know so many people, and I'm sure many of the listeners, either have been adopted or have adopted through Catholic Charities. We hear so many wonderful stories of adoption success.
But I see in the write-up on your program that you operate the only homeless shelter in central Pennsylvania that keeps the families intact. That's unique. How did that happen?
So that was a combination. It's called Interfaith Shelter. And that was a combination, specifically in Dauphin County, of the faith-based community coming together in 1992, seeing that there was a need to keep families together, to stay consistent with our values of keeping families together in a crisis. And over the years, the support from the interfaith community hasn't stayed as strong as we wish it would be, but Catholic Charities has stayed committed to ensuring that when a family is in crisis, that they can stay together. It's a true emergency shelter. So it's a really a 30-day program, which is not a long time to be able to find housing and even jobs and school support for a family as they come in. So our caseworkers work diligently to try to help the families when they come in.
Kelly, I also noticed that you provide immigration and refugee services. What kind of challenges has our recent cultural move towards bringing immigrants into the country, what kind of effect has that had on that program?
So, Joe, you like controversy, don't you? There's definitely been challenges. What we've definitely noticed is individuals are either very, very pro-immigration or very anti-immigration. So that has led to some challenges. we have found ourselves with some difficulties with finding enough funding to provide resettlement services, and actually just recently closed our resettlement program, which is really the one that causes a lot of controversy. But what we were doing here was working with individuals who were coming from war-torn countries that had been vetted by the United States government, and we resettled them. We were not primarily working with individuals who walked across the border. We did not have funding for that, so we were not working with that population at our Catholic Charities. We do a lot of work still with individuals who are here, helping them with English as second language, helping them find employment, assisting with enculturation so that they feel comfortable and understand the community, so that they can quickly as possible, anybody who's come here, be able to integrate, get a job, and find themselves productive and happy people here in the United States.
This is Joe Geiger on the Lincoln Radio Program. My guest today is Kelly Golic, and she's the executive director for the Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That really sounds like you're making a difference in a place where a lot of organizations aren't prepared to, given that you have the limitations with funding and everything. How is your organization funded?
It varies. So we do receive government funding. So the government funding, for instance, we receive government funding, say, for our recovery house, that we provide recovery services for women who are recovering from substance use disorder. We also receive a lot of private donations and are so grateful for all of the private donors. And we write a lot of grants. There's a lot of wonderful community foundations, private foundations here throughout our diocese that understand the work of Catholic Charities. We reach out to them, and they are more than happy to provide some support. Funding is always a challenge. As everybody knows right now, expenses are going up for everybody. Salaries are going up. The cost of running three shelters that we run going up. Government funding is either flat or going down. We rely more and more on the generosity of donors, individuals that share the values of Catholic Charities, to serve those who have the most need and are the most vulnerable.
Kelly, have you found a change in the trending of fundraising in the last 4 years or so?
Yes, we are definitely shifting from what I refer to as special events fundraising, which many are familiar with that, like a golf tournament or a benefit dinner. And though we are still doing some of that, we are really shifting more towards individual donors, major gifts, where we can approach our donors more on a one-on-one basis or more intimately, share with them what's going on within Catholic Charities, and then they can choose which of the programs they would really like to support. Then they know exactly how they are making a difference.
Yeah, the special event kind of fundraising that nonprofits do tend to be more friend-raising, and the real funding has to come from a different base.
Yeah, those are great opportunities, and there are wonderful chances for us to get the word out about our services, and of course, lots of generous donors support that. But they are a lot of work, and sometimes the return on investment isn't quite the same as you would like it to be.
Sure, because the expenses to put those on have also gone up. Most of the services that you do provide are offered at a minimal or no cost to keep the families intact. 80% or 90% of your clients served are non-Catholics, which might surprise some people. Talk about that.
Yeah, you're correct about that. Many people just assume because it's Catholic Charities, we only serve individuals who are Catholic, that we are absolutely happy to serve somebody who's Catholic. The vast majority of the individuals that come to us either have no religious affiliation or are affiliated with another religion. We do not discriminate at all who we serve. We are serving individuals who have a need, and that need aligns with the services and the programs that we are able to offer them. So yes, somewhere in the neighborhood of between 80 and 90% of the individuals that are come to us are not Catholic. But we are following our Catholic values here, you know, serving the poor, understanding that there's needs beyond the walls of the Catholic Church. And as Catholics, we show what we're doing. We show that we're Catholic by what we're doing.
And you're providing services for literally thousands of men, women, and children, a tremendous, tremendous effort and output of love and caring in the community. My guest today is Kelly Golic. She's the executive director of Catholic Charities, an organization that works with lots of other organizations, and there are many other Catholic charities throughout the state of Pennsylvania and the country. And Kelly, thank you for being a guest on the Lincoln Radio program. If somebody is interested in donating money or volunteering, how can they reach you?
They can go to our website, which is www.cchbg.org, where right on the front page you can see about donating, and you can click through, learn a little bit more about our programs, and see about volunteering.
Thank you, Kelly. Back to you, Loman.